Well, weather has a way of changing things. Weather has a way of slowing us down, actually forcing to slow us down. And I think that's actually a great reminder. It's a reminder that God has given us this rhythm of work and rest. And if you were with us this last Sunday, we talked a lot about work as we've been studying through the creation account in Genesis 1 and 2. And next Sunday, when we're back in person, we will spend a lot more time talking about rest according to Genesis 1 and 2. But for today, we're going to take a slight detour away from our study of Genesis, and we're going to go to Luke chapter 10. So if you got your Bibles or you want to get a Bible, Luke chapter 10, let me read the passage, read the story, and then we'll talk about it. Luke chapter 10, verse 38. As Jesus and the disciples continued on their way to Jerusalem, they came to a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. Her sister Mary sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he taught. But Martha was, and here's an important word, Martha was distracted by the big dinner that she was preparing. She came to Jesus and said, "Lord, doesn't it seem unfair to you that my sister just sits here while I do all the work? Tell her to come and help me." Verse 41, but the Lord said to her, "My dear Martha, you are worried and upset over all of these details, but there is only one thing worth being concerned about. Mary has discovered it, and it will not be taken away from her." So let's talk about Martha, and let's talk about Mary here. Martha wasn't doing anything bad. The work that she was doing was actually really good work. She was serving Jesus. She was preparing dinner for Jesus and his disciples. So the work was not the problem. I would even say the busyness, her being busy, that was not even the problem. The problem for Martha was that word that we saw mentioned in Scripture, that she was distracted. See, it wasn't her work, it wasn't the busyness, it wasn't her schedule, it was she was distracted. The word distracted literally means to be pulled away or to be pulled in different directions. And that's what happened to Martha. She was distracted. And that distraction led to, notice the words that Jesus used, worried and upset. So she was distracted, and that distraction led her to being worried and upset. That was the problem for Martha, her distraction and being distracted, which led to being worried and upset. Now let's talk about Mary. Mary, however, was concerned about just one thing. Here's Martha distracted by all of these details, but for Mary, she was concerned and focused only about one thing, Jesus. Mary was described as being at the feet of Jesus, listening to Jesus, learning from Jesus, being with Jesus, humbling herself before Jesus. Mary was described by her devotion. We have Martha described by her distraction, and we have Mary described by her devotion. Mary chose presence over productivity. Mary chose attention over just activity. Both Mary and Martha, notice, both of them were in the presence of Jesus. Both Mary and Martha knew Jesus. Both of them were in the same room with Jesus. But it was only Mary that was giving Jesus her full attention, or we would say her devotion. Now, let's be clear that Jesus is not against work. He's not against serving. And again, the problem is not even her busyness. What Martha was doing was good work. Once again, the problem was that she became distracted, whereas Mary was giving Jesus her full attention. We could say it like this, that devotion isn't doing less. It's choosing what comes first. It has to do with our priorities. For Martha, the priority was getting all of these details done. For Martha, it was worried and upset and distracted by all the things to do. But for Mary, she prioritized time with Jesus. She prioritized being with Jesus. For us, devotion isn't one or the other. It's not be more like Mary and less like Martha. Not at all. It's really both. Devotion is having the hands of Martha, doing the good work that God has called us to. Again, we talked about that last Sunday. But it's also having the right heart posture. It's having the hands of Martha, but the heart of Mary. Having the desire to sit with Jesus, to be with Jesus, to just listen to and learn from Jesus. It's choosing what is most important in that moment. It's placing Jesus first. I think it's interesting the perspective that Martha had of Mary. According to Martha, it looked like Mary was doing nothing. And I think that's so true that oftentimes our devotion to Jesus, our time spent with Jesus, can look and even feel very unproductive, maybe even a little wasteful. Right? The time that we spend devoted to Jesus, solely with him, that time set aside with no other distractions, we are fully focused on Jesus, we feel this tension of, I could be doing so many other things. I need to get all of these other things done. I have so much to do and so little time. We start to feel like our time devoted to Jesus actually isn't very productive. We feel like we never have enough time, and it's the battle of prioritization. So for me personally, I feel that tension. I think you probably feel that tension too. The tension of time. And where do we give our time? Where do we give our attention? And how can we give Jesus this time devoted to him when we feel pulled and distracted in so many other directions? So let me tell you what I take to heart out of this passage, and maybe this is an encouragement for you as well. For me, when I feel that tension of time and never having enough, desiring to be devoted to Jesus and giving him my time, but feeling the pull in so many other directions, for me, I take what Jesus said to Martha to heart. Jesus' words again, verse 41. But the Lord said to her, "My dear Martha, you are worried and upset over all these details, over all of these things. There is only one thing worth being concerned about. Mary has discovered it, and it will not be taken away from her." So for me, I feel like Jesus could say that very same phrase to me. I think I could just swap my name in place of Martha's name, and it would sound like this. It's almost as if Jesus could say to me, as I feel that tension of time, the desire to give him my devotion, but also the distractions of this world and of our lives and with all the other work and responsibilities we have, I feel like Jesus could say, "My dear Brian, you are worried and upset over so many other things. But Brian, there's only one thing that you should be concerned about. There's only one thing that should have your attention right now. There's only one thing that should have your devotion, and that's Jesus." So could I encourage us, me and you, wherever you are today, could I encourage us to give Jesus our devotion, our attention, and our time? Yes, we all have good work to do. We have responsibilities. We have relationships. We have jobs. We have good work that God has given us to do. But before we go to work, before we jump into all that needs to get done, before we give our attention to all the people that are needing us, before we do anything else, could we first sit at the feet of Jesus? Could we start our days with giving him our attention and our devotion? So, what a great day to start. Today, let's start giving him our devotion. On a day where we are forced to slow down, on a day when all of these other responsibilities and work are probably either canceled or rescheduled or put off for another time, could we, before we jump back into all the good work that God has for us, could we first sit at the feet of Jesus? Now, this could be 1 minute, this could be an hour. It's not so much a focus on the time. In fact, in the passage with Martha and Mary, we're never told how long Mary sat at the feet of Jesus. So it's not so much about the time commitment as it truly is the heart posture, giving Jesus our full attention, giving him our full devotion. So whatever the amount of time is for you today, could you sit at the feet of Jesus and be fully devoted to him, to give him your devotion? This can look like prayer, talking to him. This can look like listening to him and learning from him through reading his word. This could look like turning on worship music and singing. This could look like sitting down and writing and journaling. This could just be sitting in his presence and meditating on who he is. This could be filled with gratitude. This could be filled with asking for things you need. The point is putting everything else aside, removing all the other distractions so that we can give him our full devotion. So let's do that together. Here's how we're gonna do this. In just a moment, I'm going to read Psalm 19. Very fitting considering our study through Genesis 1 and 2 and the creation account. So I'm gonna read Psalm 19. As I read Psalm 19, I want you to listen to the words of Psalm 19 and be listening for what stands out to you. Maybe it's a word, maybe it's a phrase, maybe it's a theme. And when we're all finished, I'll pray for us. And as you go about your day to give him some time, to give him your devotion, would you spend a little bit more time in Psalm 19? Again, thinking through what stood out to you, because maybe it's something that God wants to teach you. Maybe it's something that God wants to show you or reveal to you about him and his character, his love, his goodness, his grace. Maybe it's where God is leading you. Maybe he's doing some work in you and he wants to show you the life of following him. Maybe it reminds you of what you can be grateful for and you spend your time with him thanking him. Maybe it reminds you of your need, your desperate need for him as your Lord and your Savior. And so you spend some time with Jesus asking him to provide and to be with you. My point is spending time with him, putting away the distractions and giving him your full devotion. So let me read Psalm 19. As I read Psalm 19, be listening for what stands out to you. I'll pray, and then would you spend a little bit of time, your own personal devotion time with the Lord? What stands out to you and why? Psalm 19, the heavens proclaim the glory of God. The skies display his craftsmanship. Day after day, they continue to speak. Night after night, they make him known. They speak without a sound or a word. Their voice is never heard, yet their message has gone throughout the earth and their words to all the world. God has made a home in the heavens for the sun. It bursts forth like a radiant bridegroom after his wedding. It rejoices like a great athlete eager to run the race. The sun rises at one end of the heavens and follows its course to the other, and nothing can hide from its heat. The instructions of the Lord are perfect, reviving the soul. The decrees of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The commandments of the Lord are right, bringing joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are clear, giving insight for the living. Reverence for the Lord is pure, lasting forever. The laws of the Lord are true, each one is fair. They are more desirable than gold, even the finest gold. They are sweeter than honey, even honey dripping from the comb. They are a warning to your servant, a great reward for those who obey them. How can I know all the sins lurking in my heart? Cleanse me from these hidden faults. Keep your servant from deliberate sins. Don't let them control me. Then I will be free of guilt and innocent of great sin. Verse 14, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to you, O Lord, my rock, my redeemer. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you so much for desiring a relationship with us. And as we go through our days are filled with good work, busy. It's filled with relationships and responsibilities, things that you have given us, good things, but also things that can be a distraction. So Lord, through the power of your Holy Spirit, would you draw us in to this personal time of devotion with you? Before we do any good work, before we start our day, could we begin our day being fully devoted to you? We give you our devotion to be with you, to sit at your feet, to listen and learn from you. May we pay attention to what you're doing in our own hearts. May we listen to the voice of your Holy Spirit speaking to us. And as we go about our day, would you continue to use us for the good work you have led us to? We love you. We love being with you. Help us and grow our devotion. In Jesus' name, amen.